Not Worth the Time with Wade Taylor. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Not Worth the Time. We're here. We're doing it. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your week. You know, it's Monday. We're here, you know, and I'm glad I could help maybe ease the pain of this month. I hope you guys have had a good couple weeks. You know, I've been having a great couple weeks, you know. Things have been looking up. Just trying to, you know, stay positive and all that jazz. Isn't that just the thing we're all trying to do? What a cliche thing. Oh, just trying to be positive. Isn't it? Is it weird you have to say you're trying to be positive? How much, like, negative shit are you fucking just trudging through that you're like, I have to flip this on its head? I do like that there's a lot of people talking about toxic positivity now. Just too much of a good thing, you know? Turns out positivity can be a lot like heroin. It becomes addictive and can destroy your life still if you're just positively trying to flip things on their head and rather just going, fuck, this goddamn sucks. Anyway, you know, it is easy. It is easy to always find too much of a good thing, right? Or just overindulge in your favorite things. I recently just had that. You know, it's Easter season's coming up. That's right. I've overdosed on Jesus. No, but Easter's coming up, right? And so you have all the spring stuff getting ready. People are putting out all the spring stuff. And this is where the trouble comes in, right? Go to Target, and they got all the Easter candy out, right? Just so much of it. And I have a fucking weakness, dude. The biggest soft spot. It's the one piercing part of my armor that you could just hit and I will fold to it dietary wise. And that is Starburst jelly beans, dude. Ah, Starburst jelly beans. I fucking love them, dude. And Target, they know how to get you, you know? First bag of the year, they it's on sale. Oh, you can get a twofer. Get a twofer on jelly beans. You can get the originals and the delicious reds. Just all the red ones, which are the greatest. You can get up two bags. Oh, two for one. Oh, man, it's fucking deadly. And I feel bad because it's like letting a vampire in the house, okay? I brought this evil into my home. These bags of jelly beans. And you can't stop. They're addictive, dude. Just pure fucking sugar pellets with delicious flavoring. Because a jelly bean is literally just raw, gelatinous sugar. That's why it's called a jelly bean. Really, Wade? I didn't know that. I didn't know jelly was short for gelatinous. I know. It's fucking wild, isn't it? I learned something this week, too. It's just pure fucking sugar tablets, okay? You could use those for placebo effects in, you know, in any kind of study. All right. You could just use those sugar pills. And I brought this evil upon my house because me and my girlfriend were just smashing these things, dude. Absolutely destroying them. And I feel bad because she was like, I can't stop eating them. And I was like, I can't either. It's just this whole thing. And you can just go down a whole fucking rabbit hole with those things. And I've been fighting getting another bag ever since. I love crushing it. You can get Starburst jelly beans year-round. I'm fully aware of that. Fully aware that you can get them year-round. But I cannot allow myself to do that. Okay? I do go off when the Lord's going to rise, though. When the Lord Jesus Christ is about to rise. Once he has risen, though, I can't do it, you know? You know, between the crucifixion and him rising, though, crush it. Lent, 40 days, 40 nights, I'm fucking crushing some Starburst jelly beans, okay? It's for the Lord, okay? And if I get diabetes, it's his will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, dude. If I get diabetes from crushing gelatinous beans, that's the will of God, and I have to accept that. But I will not deprive myself of crushing some fucking jelly beans in the meantime. Particularly Starburst ones. I don't know if you got, like, how many people, you know, were into Easter baskets and stuff. You know, I love an Easter basket. I remember when I was, like, 21, 22 years old, you know, my mom was making Easter baskets for my niece and stuff. So I come over for the holiday, you know, have an Easter lunch or dinner with the family. That's what you're supposed to do. And I show up. No Easter basket for me. No Easter basket for my brothers. Just my niece. And I remember me and my two brothers turning towards my mother and going, what on God's green earth is this? Like, we pulled it. Like, we didn't want to ruin it for our niece. We wanted her to enjoy her basket. But we were like, pulled her. Like, where the fuck are our baskets? We're all in our 20s. And she's like, I thought you guys would be. And, oh, I want free candy. Okay. You have to buy a large amount of candy in order to make this basket for my niece, right? I know it's not a pre-bought one. I can see it. I see all the pre-bought ones. You have to build me one, too. There's extra candy, okay? Make it for all of us. We want it. I want the shitty toys. I want the fucking shitty little airplane, the styrofoam airplane with the plastic tip on the front to throw outside. You know, the one that just ends up breaking after three throws because it kamikazes itself into rocks outside. I want that. I want the parachute man, the parachute army man that you throw off the banister. It's fun as hell, you know, until it gets tangled and eventually just you can't parachute anymore. I want it, okay? I want a fucking Hot Wheels car that you got from Dollar Tree. I want all the Dollar Tree toys. I might have been 20, but I wanted them. I still want them now, 32 years old. I want the fucking cool little shitty toys. I walk through the Dollar Tree toy section all the time. Check it out. It's great. Okay? Half the time, as a kid, those were the more fun toys, in my opinion, than like the super nice action figures. I liked a good Toys R Us run, picking out a nice action figure and stuff. But boy, howdy, wasn't it so much more fun to go to Dollar Tree or just some dollar store and get like the toys from there? I don't know why they felt like they lasted longer. And they were just, I think for me, creatively, and this is who knows if they, but a lot of the store toys at like Dollar Tree or Dollar General, right? They're just like knockoff brands of like G.I. Joe or whatever else, you know, just whatever the hot button thing is at the time, right? They'll just throw something together and it's like a knockoff. So there's no backstory. There's no cartoon or thing to it. So you have a completely open thing to create these backstories for all these like toys and you can do it yourself. And it's fun. You get to create your own lore. That's why I love those toys, dude. It's so fun. And I wanted that. And my mom in my 20s just started robbing me of it. That's just me not wanting to let go of childhood, I guess, probably. But when you make those Easter baskets, right, you have to get the Starburst jelly beans. You have to. That's the one thing you have to go brand name on, okay? If you get those one jelly beans, like the big fat ones, I don't even know what brand those are, but those fucking suck. They're not anywhere near the level of Starburst jelly beans, all right? Starburst jelly beans all day, okay? Fight me. If you have a different jelly bean you like, let me know. You know, maybe you're one of these fucking weirdos who likes black licorice jelly beans. Ooh, ooh, you're gross. You nasty. You have a piss fetish if you like fucking black licorice jelly beans. You definitely have a piss fetish. You're into some gluttonous shit. Black licorice jelly beans are disgusting. And then you have the white jelly beans that come in that package. Like, I don't know what flavors they do to those bigger jelly beans, but they're disgusting. Like, the green one's like a fucking discount lime flavor. I don't even know what it is. It's not a lime. It doesn't taste like lime. It's terrible. The lemon one's off. The pink strawberry one's fucking weird. And the cherry one, ugh, it's gross. But the black licorice purple one, and then the whatever that white jelly bean's supposed to be, ugh. It's like a chalky fucking coconut or some shit. And it's fucking disgusting. The fact that there are people out there that like that is weird. I know that I'm kind of weird that I like dark chocolate, right? Like that's like a bitter chocolate. But there's more people who like that than black licorice, okay? It's fucking disgusting. Get better taste buds. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Or just don't eat candy, you know? Don't let that demon into your house, dude. That's what I did. And now I'm just like craving sugar. God damn, do I just want to eat sugar now. I'm supposed to go grocery shopping today, and I shouldn't get more candy. But you know what's about to happen? I'm about to fucking get some candy. I'm about to fucking crush some more Starburst jelly beans. I'm about to let that demon back in the house, okay? Once you let Dracula in, it's hard to get rid of him, you know? Also, I want to crush it. I still have a couple more weeks until the Lord rises, so I got to get in that time, you know? Instead of giving something up for Lent, I get to do something. I'm not giving up shit. I'm just going to start, this is when I become gluttonous, okay? That's how much I love Jesus. But anyway, who knows? But I think maybe now we should, get into what I found this week. And this one is a fun thing, you guys. I found it on New Scientist. I love this thing. And guess what, guys? I figured out it's you can do what? Wow, wait, it's 2024 and you realize a magazine has a website. So I can actually just give you guys the fucking links now rather than just reading it or whatever, telling you it came from this magazine. Duh. So I have this new article because I love humor. That's why we do this podcast. I'm trying to help, entertain you guys, make you laugh. We all love to laugh. And then I found this thing that explains where maybe humor originated from. And it's great apes like to tease each other, which may be the origins of humor. Yes, that's right. We have proven that because we are somewhat ape-like, okay, the base of our humor comes from bullying. There is evidence now. Bring back bullying. It's the only way we can save humor. Chimpanzees, bonobos, orangutans, gorillas frequently toy with their peers by poking, tickling, stealing from them, perhaps showing behaviors that were the predecessors or prerequisites, sorry, for human joking. Dude, all comes from that. Teasing, 101, bullying. That's what it all is. Dude, monkeys just like roasting each other or flicking each other's ears and shit is so funny. That's what happens at all of those. Like everyone's like, oh, they're fighting. Most of the time, they're just teasing. It's like they're just bullying another monkey. They love doing it. They love pranking. Any kind of primate or monkey, they love to prank, dude. I know I've told this on the podcast before, and then I'll start reading this, but like the time I saw a group of monkeys flinging shit at the zoo, these dudes were having the fucking time of their life. I saw them drill a dude with a camera, and they never laughed harder. And guess what? Neither have I. That broke me. I've never laughed as hard as I did the day that fucking monkey just threw straight fucking gas from the top of a fake tree in the rainforest exhibit at the Henry Dory Zoo. Just throwing straight gas, just gave it its best Randy Johnson impersonation, and just smoked the lens of this camera on this dad chaperone for a school trip. Just splattered with shit. And those monkeys all just went wild. Just so much fucking, they were having a ball. That was the highlight of their probably lives. Okay? That story got talked and passed down from generation to generation about how they fucking stopped a man from stealing their soul with their soul-sucking camera. They thought they were going to get their soul stolen by this fucking camera, and they blocked it with their shit. Yeah, they love it, dude. They love a good prank, dude. It's not just on them. They'll do it on humans in the captivity. It's fucking great. Let's see here. Basis over here. Previous studies have found that chimpanzees may engage in agonic teasing. What is that? Aggregate? I don't even know what that word is. Teasing. Or harmless to reinforce a hierarchical position. Yeah, that makes sense. It's just like, it's so funny. It's not that it's, we all know that, but then like for some reason we try to deny it. I feel like this is what high school is. We're just teasing to try to make a fucking pecking order. Everybody's always doing a pecking order, dude. That's just the way hierarchies work, and we live in a society like that. But when the right balance of enjoyment, of aggression is struck, teasing can also be a form of playing a form of play and amusement, says Isabel Lohmer at the Max Plaintiff Institute of Animal Behavior in Germany. Okay. So far, playful side of teasing has not been systematically studied, she said. So our goal was to identify and to create the criteria for playful teasing in apes. To do that, Lohmer, hopefully I'm saying her last name right, and her colleagues collected a video of five species of great ape, bonobos, orangutans, Sumatran orangutans, the western and eastern gorillas, and chimpanzees. There are a total of 34 apes all housed in a zoo. For 75 hours of video footage, the team documented 504 social interactions between individuals. Of those, 142 were classified as playful teasing events, consisting of 18 behaviors such as poking, hitting, pulling hair, hindering movement, and stealing. Oh my God, hindering movement, so funny. Like it's feeding time and you just have like one dude boxing it out. It's so fun to do. Like I still do this. I do this to my girlfriend all the time. It's one of my favorite things to do is to get in her way. I do it unconsciously sometimes. Like I'm just in the way all the time. Like I just want to be around her and I end up acting like a dog. I get straight dog brain and I just like follow her around the house. But sometimes when she's just like, when she's cleaning or whatever, or she's like just doing some small task, you just kind of get in her way. She's trying to like move in between the doorways. Like you have the hallway, like entrance doors, and you're just kind of like, what are you doing? Huh? What are you doing? And just fucking sliding back and forth. Just do it. It's so fun. I love doing this to people. You just get in a basketball stance. You get down, and you're just like, where are you going? Where are you going? Uh-huh. You can't break my ankles. Uh-uh. Dude, try a crossover, dude. I'm not fucking breaking. Dude, hindering someone's ability to go is so funny. And like to watch monkeys or apes do that, that shit's got to be so funny to watch. Just watching a gorilla box out another gorilla, like, this fucking, there's like, he can't get away. Oh, it's so funny. Teasing is a characteristic of provocative element, says Lohmer. It usually comes from the teasing, often of one-sided or a lot of reputation, with lots of reputation. The research found that teasing tends to look at their target's face straight after the after the action, which suggests that their teasing is and anticipate a response. Yeah, so they're doing shit to be like, oh, if I do this, I want to see their face. I just want to see their face. when there's no response from the target, the teasing would usually escalate the teasing. For example, poking them even more. Dude, I love it. We're just the same dumb fucking animals where we're like, hey, I just want to piss you off a little bit. I do that to my girlfriend all the time. You just fucking start poking her feet or something. And just doing the little kid like, I'm not touching you. Or you just do the, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Oh, so funny. Oh, here's a video. Let's fucking check this out, right? Great ape cousins all seem to enjoy teasing each other. See, he's just like tapping them. Just slapping the shit out of them, dude. Gah! Biologists have studied their behavior by filming chimpanzees and other apes in the zoo. Just keep slapping. Oh, he's about to... Is he whipping somebody with that? Dude, we're all just dickheads. We're all just descendants of dickheads. That's all it comes down to. So funny. Okay, one of the most important signs of teasing was playful instead of what is this word? Okay, we'll look it up real quick. What is this word? The show display of dislike or opposition. Antagonistic. Oh, my God. See, sometimes I just need the goddamn definition, and I'll know exactly what it is. Antagonistic. This was a typical... that is typically happened in a calm, comfortable setting. The individuals tend to be relaxed during the interaction, says Loomer. Cases and stealing were considered playful when the object presented no obvious benefit to the teaser, or if they lost interest in the object as soon after they pinched it. Oh, man, that's just straight bully technique. It's like the whole, like, oh, I'm going to take your bike, and then they just never give you back your bike and shit. We find that playful teasing presents in all four great apes, said Loomer. Much like play in general, this behavior could be useful in building relationship between a group mates and even testing the social boundaries, she says. I like that it's doing the same thing. It's what the boys do. We're just always being great apes. We are just in that behavior all the time. We get together and we all start fucking busting each other's balls and teasing. It's just nothing but that. The last common ancestors between humans and the other great apes may as well have engaged in playful teasing too, which could have been the forerunner for our fondness for jokes, and added Loomer. Studying great apes is critical to understanding which features of human cognition and behavior are shared and likely evolved over millions of years ago in the common ancestors. Said Christopher K. I don't even know how to say his last name, at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland. This study provides an excellent evidence that all apes seem to engage in playful teasing behavior, and also charts a path of future research for in other species. Yeah, see, it's fascinating that, like, you can really see where the commonalities between those two things are. And it's fun. I don't know. It just gave me ideas. I'm going to start fucking with my buddies and my friends again. It is fun to get around my brothers, and we kind of cheese each other still and just fucking poke and prod and shit. And it's fun. It kind of takes you back to a time where, and, like, now you understand it a little more. Like, you don't get all pissed over. You're just like, fucking stop! No! Well, you don't get little brother energy anymore. And it's good. You know, it's fun. As long as you're not, like, really hurting somebody, or it's just a fun thing. Especially if it's just between two. I try not to do that shit in front of, like, a group of people, because then it feels like I'm trying to embarrass you in front of those people. I don't want to do that. I just want to have fun, you know? And that's why, like, I like teasing my girlfriend at home. You know, you just kind of like, ah, you know, and it's just having fun that way. It's a fun thing between us, and we get to enjoy that. And then she teases me back, and then I'm like, fucking, no, stop. She's good about, she gets me fucking so often where she, like, gets me worked up, and I didn't realize she was joking. I'm like, damn it, now I look like a fool. I look like a fool because she fucking got me. It's all fun. It's all good. You know what else is good, guys? Checking out punninggame.com. That's right. Punninggame.com, guys, is where you can find great content to fill the void in your day. You know, there's a lot of shit probably going on. You're just like, man, I wish I had something to listen to or whatever. Well, Pun and Game has got you covered. We got hundreds of hours of podcasts and good shit for you to listen to. You got Not Worth the Time. You got No Rational Thought. You got Who Gives a F, the staple between me and Nathan of our Pun and Game network. So check out all those great shows. And if you want to watch this, guys, and get some even more entertainment, go to YouTube and go to Comic Wade Taylor. That's right, at Comic Wade Taylor on YouTube. You can find my stuff. You can find all sorts of comedy. I have stand-up clips, stand-up sets. I have all sorts of fun shit for you to check out on there. That's great stand-up, good stuff. I have my half-hour Wild Horses up there. Go check that out. I believe you guys will love it if you like my comedy that I do just on this. It's like that, but actually way more well structured. So go check that out. Comic Wade Taylor. Subscribe, like, comment. And to all the people who have just recently subscribed to the channel, thank you so much. Really glad you guys are enjoying the content and checking it out. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Guys, if you want to support the website, one of the best ways to do that, if you're like, hey, we love listening to it, but we'd like to give you some money. Well, I just don't want you to give me money. I want you to get something out of it. So go to the Pun and Game shop, guys. That's right. We have the whole shop that has all sorts of cool stuff to represent your favorite shows here at PwnAndGame.com. And we got some new designs. I have the Mid-Century Modern logo now. If you haven't seen all the new stuff, I completely re-updated the Not Worth the Time logo and stuff like that. And I dropped some new merch with that logo and stuff. It's really cool. I'm very proud of the logo. I made it. I'm very proud of it. And I think it's really cool. I got t-shirts, mugs, stickers, all sorts of cool stuff. So if you want to help represent and get something, that helps out the website a ton. And you get something cool out of it for yourself. And that's the way I want it to be. I want you guys to enjoy this and then also support in any way you feel comfortable. And I really appreciate all the support. It's been fun. I'm glad to see the channel growing. Glad to see the show growing. And I can't thank you guys enough about that. Guys, this has been Not Worth the Time. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your week. And remember, don't do anything I wouldn't do.